Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Assemblyman Angelo Morinello. Assemblyman, good morning.
Good morning, Joe, and how are you this morning?
Doing well this morning. Last week I brought this up in my interview with Jack O'Donnell. And through the week, we've heard from more school districts reaching out to families, drawing their attention to this. It's an article from the Times Union saying that half of New York schools could see losses in foundation aid. And now you're getting emails from school districts saying that the current budget from the governor does not provide the funding to keep certain programs intact at local schools. What can you tell us about this?
Well, The negativity you've explored throughout the week on this show, but let's look at school aid first, okay? Let me give you a little bit on how it works, which I think is important for your listeners to understand. The state is required by the New York State Constitution to provide for the maintenance and support of a system of free common schools wherein all children of this state may be educated. How it works is there's currently 22 school aid categories that make up a school district's total aid package provided by the state. And then there's three ways the categories distribute aid to a district: flat grants per pupil, wealth-based aids, and expense-based aid. The reason I'm giving that little bit of background is it's a complicated system that is utilized and has been utilized. The main thing that school superintendents rely upon is predictability. And by predictability, I mean that they have to look forward. If they have this year's budget, they have to look forward to next year's budget. So there was one thing that was always part of the budget process called hold harmless provision. And what that was each district knew that they were not going to receive anything less than the prior year. They were held hold harmless. So they knew at least they had the base amount that they could work on. Without notice to them, this budget came out and eliminated the foundation aid hold harmless provision, where now it opened the door to manipulating the foundation aid. Additionally, as part of the claim that we have figured out a way to balance the budget, they reduced the inflation factor. So the normal is you use the prior year's inflation factor to assist in increasing the aid or at least keeping the schools hold harmless so that they could operate. Well, what they did is, under the current law, the inflation factor utilizes a full calendar year and would be 3.8%. What they did with their smoke and mirrors was they reduced it to a 2.4 inflation factor, okay, by averaging it over the last 10 calendar years. It's a false narrative, but they're using it to try and establish. Now, in the budget proposal, the governor, the second floor, touts the fact that they fully funded foundation aid last year because they were behind. They were always behind. Well, they had all that influx of federal money. They knew it was a one-time fix. But did they analyze it? Did they look forward? No. They took the route for expediency for election purposes. And this is how the state government operates. And that's what this has done. Now, under that assistance last year from the federal government, they were able to fund additional positions for mental health, which is becoming very big in our schools. They were able to put additional staff on. Language. I think Niagara Falls School District has something like, 36 or more languages that they have to address in their schools. So they have language instructors that come in and assist with that. All of these are going to be subject to elimination. So it's like, I don't know if anybody remembers the old cartoon where Wimpy was one of the main characters. And Wimpy's line was, I'll be happy to pay you tomorrow for a cheeseburger today. Well, what this is doing is they're giving you cheeseburgers today. They did it last year, okay? But there's no money to pay for them, so they keep kicking the can down the road. Last year's budget, total budget, $228 billion. This budget starts out at $233 billion, and once the Assembly and the Senate put their budget in, who knows how high that is going to be. The comptroller has warned that we're running out of money, that we need to tighten the belt, but you don't tighten it on our school children. You don't tighten on those that will become the future of our country. And last year, if people remember, the governor touted the fact that she was going to strengthen the rainy day fund by adding money to it. And she did, without telling you that this year she was going to take it for the immigrant crisis. So in this budget, there's proposed $2.4 billion, $500 million of it from the rainy day fund for the migrants, for the illegals, for the housing, for the medical. And that is money that should have gone to our students. That's money that our taxpayers should have benefited from. So as you can see, we're really in a quandary. And this is just the start. I know we're talking about school aid, but let's talk about transportation. She cut $60 million from CHIPS. CHIPS is the money that our towns and villages and cities receive to help with their paving, to help with their roads, to help with transportation, cut that. The other categories, extreme winter recovery, pothole recovery, left them flat. Well, with inflation, they're actually a decrease in these. So when you have to analyze every little aspect of that budget. You have to add the inflation rate to realize that your tax dollars are going to be buying less benefit for the taxpayers, Joe. I'm sorry, but we only have a short period of time and I need to get some of this stuff out. So, go on.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I appreciate that. I want to go back to what you mentioned, because you said the money being spent on the crisis from the southern border, the migrant crisis,
right.
that money was given to handle that. So if it wasn't for the migrant crisis that you could argue was brought on by the governor, by the mayor of New York, by the county executive here in Erie County, then these cuts wouldn't have been made, right?
Well, I don't know if they would or not would not have been made. However, that's not the only money, because then what you have to do is look at the Medicaid. Okay, that's out of control. The Medicaid budget is out of control because we're also giving free medical to all these individuals. Now, I don't want any listeners to think that I'm saying we don't help people, but we have to be realistic. And you got to remember, on the school budget, they cannot raise the school taxes more than 2%. Anything more than 2%, they have to have a referendum from the people. So this really and truly will stifle the school budgets. Let me give you a little idea. Just in my district alone, and we got hit, but I want to tell you, there's school districts out on Long Island and in Nassau County, $600 million. $300 million cut from their budgets. And you know what's coincidental? Those districts that were cut the most were the districts that the Republican Party had congressmen in that they're trying to take out. And so those are the districts that she hurt the most. Really interesting when you put it all together. See, you got to look at all the puzzle pieces. And unfortunately, the general public doesn't get them. But Grand Island, they were reduced 1%, 159,000. Lewiston Porter, 4.8%, 507,000. North Tonawanda, 1,999,000. Niagara Falls reduced 284 million. I'm sorry, 1,000. They only reduced by the 1,000. Niagara Wheatfield, 338,000. Star Point, 270,000. Wilson, 539,000. And I apologize. Grand Island was 159,000. Lewiston Porter was 507,000. Not million, but North Tonawanda was 1,999,000. Now, the other problem with it is this. The statistics utilized for the foundation aid are statistics that were garnered over 20 years ago, with that, which has to do with the categories. All right, and the categories have to do with wealth in the district, ability to fund your own schools. But in that period of time, the demographics have changed. So there's been discussions on analyzing and changing the foundation aid formula. But it was done this year without a study, and it was done in a way that hurts most schools and doesn't balance it across the board. So this budget is dangerous. Our teachers, you know, and what's been interesting also is we've had meetings with superintendents. We had the Niagara Orleans BOCES meeting, which was all the superintendents in the Niagara BOCES district, not just the BOCES, okay? And everyone, we're sending you letters. And I said to them, what are you sending me the letter for? I understand this. I'm here advocating on your behalf. Don't waste your stamp on me. Send it to the governor. Send it to the radicals. Let them know that there will be consequences. Elections can have consequences when you hurt somebody. So by wasting the time to send it to us legislators that are here advocating, that have been here fighting, okay? And fortunately, I can say, even though my district got a little hurt, not as bad as many of the other districts in the state of New York, Joe. It's a travesty. But this is taking all the oxygen out of the room, but people have to look at the transportation budget, like I had said, and every other budget category. Because what's going to happen is we're going to get hurt. People are going to get hurt. Their roads are not going to be as safe. Let's look at public safety. Now, there is a shoplifting problem. And in New York City, there's gangs. So we have police departments that are that should be doing their job. What does she do? She is mobilizing the state police to take over. She just put a new state police commander in. And day one, he eliminated all the top posts. So now, why are you putting money for shoplifting, which is local control, into the state police? Okay? Are you trying to have one major force that is like your own army to eliminate all the local police forces? There's no increase for police. There's movement to increase the criminal justice reforms to close prisons, to make people eligible for parole at 55 years old, even if they've only served 5 years of a 50-year sentence. Okay, so it's everything coming together that we need to keep watching. It's the whole picture that really and truly the school aid packages are just the tip of the iceberg, Joe.
One non-budget thing I would like to ask you, because you mentioned election, things done in an election year, and we are seeing now the districts challenged again here in New York State. You know, a lot of people say that New York State's redistricting is the reason that Republicans have control in Congress, and now it's getting challenged again. What do you think of the districts getting challenged, and is this just going to be a regular thing in New York State?
Well, this is, you said it. It's because they want more control. They listen, even in a household, when there's a husband and a wife, there's differences of opinion, and the good marriages learn to live with them and to debate them and to discuss them. We have one-party control in this country. Look at the disaster at the southern border. Look at the fact of the climate change, the rush to change the dynamics of based on climate change, school buses. So New York has one-party rule. But the one party that's beginning to rule in New York is the Democratic Socialists. It's not our parents' Democratic Party anymore. The moderate Democrats in Albany are being primaried by radicals, far-left radicals. We have a number of them there. We have one professed communists, one that leans communist. We have maybe 15 socialists, and they're trying to get more. But the difficulty is Western New York, some of the parts of the state, they don't see this on a daily basis. I try and put out what I see, what I hear, and what's happening. I don't want you to change your beliefs because of what I'm telling you. I want you to pay attention. I want you to read. I want you to see what's happening. Make your own decisions. If you're happy on the direction of the state, then keep the status quo. But on that basis, we are starting to crumble under our own weight. I predict this budget's going to be at least $235 to $38 billion. That's more than Florida and Texas combined. On a per capita basis, it's more than California. We are the highest taxed state. We are 50 out of 50 in business climate. Okay. But do you get that from the press? Absolutely not. And I'm not saying that anything that we need to attack the press, but what I'm saying is let's print everything and let people make a decision, Joe.
Hey, I can't agree with more on that last part. One final question. I know I said that was my final question.
Okay. I'm here as long as you want.
But this is my final question. You said the budget could get to a certain number when it's all said and done. When is that number in stone? When is that number a final number?
Okay. The budget must be in place by April 1st. Okay. So the 15th of this month will be the deadline for the Senate and Assembly One House budgets to go in. And then we have the three budgets that will be debated by three people in a room. Okay. All the same party. Okay. No ability for anyone to come up with a debate on certain categories. Okay. So it's going to be within that one party, that the debates will be going on. And, what we'll do most of the time. Now, we don't know if it's going to be done April 1st because that's Easter weekend. Okay, it's my belief it's Easter weekend. But we could do an extender of the previous for periods of time. Prediction is we may have to do extenders this year because of the holidays and the timing of it. But technically, the Constitution is that the fiscal year begins April 1st. We will start seeing a little more towards that, I would say, probably by the second week in March, where things will start leaking out. But before that, we'll see what the other two budgets are, and then we'll get a better picture, Joe.
All right. Assemblyman Angelo Mornello, always great catching up with you.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. You have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.